Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Melillo moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Melillo moves to third. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Henry now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Farrell. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. Weatherly moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home to get Vosmek. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Jim Henry. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes catches it and throws to first to double up Cook. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. Cronin scores. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Mel Almada pinch hits for Jack Russell. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly bunts towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Pitlock moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Weatherly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Troski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Troski strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Weatherly scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing center field. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Troski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Troski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.